This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Bonnie Quinn on Bloomberg Radio.
I'm Bonnie Quinn. Kathleen Hayes out today. The Bloomberg Advantage is brought to you by Pershing's Insight 2015, the premier event for success-minded advisors, June 3rd through the 5th. Register today at insight2015.com. That's insite2015.com. Well, starting today, you can actually work at Abercrombie & Fitch and have a French manicure. What? Yes, this is not something I'm making up. The dress code and other changes that are coming are starting today. You'll actually be able to wear a moustache. You can use certain hairstyling products. Covering the story for us, Lindsay Rupp here at Bloomberg Print. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm doing well, thanks.
All right. Well, we hope you're not going to fly off to Abercrombie and Fitch now that the dress code, and they had an actual word for it. It was called a look policy.
Yeah, they had a look policy.
Explain to us what this, I mean, we can all know of our local Abercrombie and Fitch store where there were lines around the block just because there were, you know, pictures of half-naked men and maybe even women in the windows. I always found it really strange, but it was successful for a while, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So the former CEO, Mike Jeffries, he built this company into a really hot, you know, hot place to shop. It was really sexualized. They would open new stores and have actual half-naked models standing outside. All that is over. In case you haven't noticed, Abercrombie is not cool anymore. They're trying to figure out how to get customers back into their stores, and they're kind of looking at everything again. So when Mike Jeffries was there, the store was very highly controlled and stylized, and the people who worked there were called models, and they were there to showcase the clothes. They were not there to sell you the clothes. The clothes should sell themselves. They were there to showcase the clothes. So it was all about an aesthetic, and you actually, there was a requirement that you be attractive to be an employee there.
Attractive was actually written into the contract, right?
Yeah, it was a rule, a hiring policy.
Insane. I don't know how you would define attractive in a court of law. So if Abercrombie and Fitch isn't cool anymore, what's the cause and effect here? Has it anything to do with that strategy, or is it just the clothes that they were selling?
I think the customer changed and the company didn't change with it. So Mike Jeffries kind of doubled down. He said, this is who we are. This is what we are. You know, this is, the, he just assumed it would keep working. And, the clothes didn't get updated. The marketing didn't get updated. And I think you had new teens coming into the market who were less interested in these really sexy photos and who didn't want to shop at a place where, you know, they didn't sell clothing that was bigger than a 10, a size 10 for women, or, you know, didn't want to be, you know, in clothes that were super preppy like that.
Exactly. Mike Jeffries is gone now anyway. And it wasn't just that. His management style was being questioned in so many different areas. He had a 40-page plus manual dictating those kinds of behaviours. But even where his dog should sit in the company's Gulfstream, which is now up for sale. And, he would never sell clothes in the colour black. I mean, some people might say that particular rule, you know, wasn't a bad one. But any word from Mike Jeffries today or these days? What's he at?
No one's heard from him since he left the company in December. And the company's still looking for another CEO. They have two brand presidents running Abercrombie and Hollister, and they have an interim kind of office of the chairman running things day to day, but they are still looking for a CEO to replace Mike Jeffries. And he hasn't been heard from. When I talk to people at the company, they're not sure what he's up to. Some people think he's traveling. Some people don't know.
The stock is down 20% this year, down about 0.25% today at 22.83. What are analysts saying? Is there hope for this stock? Is there hope for this store?
You know, people think that they need to update their product. What really is going to work more so than, you know, changing your look policy or allowing, you know, people to wear black clothes is the actual product you have in the stores and getting customers to want to shop there. And the teen retailers in general have been having a really hard time. When you think of Aeropostale, they're not what they once were. American Eagle has been able to turn things around a little bit. So analysts are really looking to Abercrombie to improve their product mix and have something unique to offer their customers.
Are new brands coming in and sort of cannibalizing the Abercrombie line? So, for example, this idea of the California girl, mm-hmm. California clothing. There's other brands that are doing that now. Brandy Melville,
yeah,
for example.
That's kind of a Hollister look, totally. And you know, now teens can shop. Teens can be fashionable at any price point. They don't need to buy into a brand anymore because they can get on-trend clothes at H&M or Forever 21 for really cheap. They can shop at any brand online. So Brandy Melville doesn't have very many stores, but they have a website. So it's,
and Abercrombie has 965 retail locations.
Exactly. And teens don't go hang out at the mall anymore anyway.
Who's being named as a, or who's being sort of floated about in terms of names as a possible successor?
There hasn't been.
There really hasn't been.
Are three internal candidates, the company will tell you. So the two brand presidents, Fran Horowitz, who heads Hollister, and Christos Angelides, who heads Abercrombie, and then the COO is a man named Jonathan Ramsden. Those three are being considered, and they are being compared against external candidates, the company says. But, most people in the industry don't really know who would take over this company.
Well, it was an activist investor that started all of this, Engaged Capital, in 2013, started calling for Jeffrey's ouster, and I guess that was the beginning of this. You're listening there to the song Summer Girls, an Abercrombie & Fitch song. And this story was an exclusive by our Bloomberg reporter, Lindsay Rupp. You can check it out, Lindsey Rupp, Rupp, at Bloomberg.com. I'd take her if I had one dish. She's been gone since that summer, summer. Cherry pants, cold crush, rocks, feel like boogie. Used to hate school, so I had to play hooky.